You're listening to Wire, Wentworth Internet Radio and Entertainment, from the campus of Wentworth Institute of Technology in Boston, Massachusetts. This show does not represent Wire, the colleges of the Fenway, or Wentworth Institute of Technology in any way. If you have any questions or concerns, please email us at wire@wit.edu. Welcome to WitWorks Radio. Today is Tuesday, May 21st. My name is Kristen. I'm the operations coordinator at Co-ops and Careers. And today I am joined by three fabulous frolics, and I'm gonna let them introduce themselves.
It's Caitlin Bryson, and I'm the Co-op and Career Advisor for mechanical engineering students.
And Rhea Kalinowski, Co-op Career Advisor for several majors. And today with us we have Lauren Tiger, who's the Assistant Director in the Center for Student Engagement. If you could just tell us a little bit about yourself, Lauren, and that'd be great.
Sure. Hello, everyone. My name is Lauren Tiger.
Hello.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
As we were mentioned, I'm Assistant Director within the Center for Student Engagement here on campus. A little bit about me is that I've always been really interested in people and involvement and values, which has really led into my current job within student engagement and leadership development. More about me is that I am from the Pittsburgh area.
Oh, fun.
A little known fact.
I did not know that.
And then I went to a small school in Central Ohio called Denison University. And then just a small school, I don't know if you've heard of it, the Ohio State University.
The Ohio State University.
For grad school, where I continue to try to learn a little bit more about people and organizations within the student affairs context. And then I started here on campus about 3 years ago. So it's been a little bit around 3 years working with student organizations, and it's been a wonderful ride.
Oh, that's how long I've been here, 3 years.
Really? Yeah, that's right. I always forget that we started around the same time.
Yeah.
Because you seem like so much better at your job.
Oh.
You know, fake it till you make it, right?
Yeah. It's a good life lesson.
That's right.
Great. Well, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Will you tell us a little bit about your job and your role here at Wentworth?
Sure. So a little bit about my role is that I oversee clubs and organizations within our office. So we like to categorize student organizations within four types. One is diversity and social justice clubs, and those are advised by Ricky Mikey within the Center for Diversity and Social Justice. And then within student engagement, I oversee academic clubs, special interest clubs, and the club sports program. Why it's kind of broken down like that is specifically with club sports is there's a whole different, all students are gaining similar skills depending on which organizations they're a part of, but club sports is kind of a beast of its own, so we like to separate it a little bit more because they have a little different type of support.
How many clubs do we have here at Wentworth? Do you know?
We have over 70. It's always fluctuating.
Whoa. Wow.
But club sports remain pretty stagnant because it's there's a lot that goes into becoming an active club sport compared to a different type of club. So they are capped right now at 7, very active, very robust. Club sports. Each, you know, some of them having around 50 members at any given time.
Oh, wow.
To our academic clubs, where we have between like 25 and 30. Academic is definitely the biggest group, and then special interest. Social interest and diversity and social justice, I think, have a similar number.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's great.
Is that a lot of, I don't know if you know, like compared to other schools of different sizes, is that a lot of clubs for the size of our school?
That's a good question. I think for our type of institution, it's a good number. I'd say that we're also very hands-on with student organizations. So on some campuses, when they take more of a hands-off approach, there's a lot more clubs that can be popped up within any given year because they don't have that many requirements to be considered, like, quote-unquote active. Whereas we pretty hands-on, and our clubs are very active once they do get the stamp of official approval. Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. I feel like this question you could probably talk for hours on, but why do you think students benefit from being involved or engaged on campus?
Yeah, I think that there are so many benefits of being involved. And I think that sometimes whenever we talk about being involved, the first thing that comes to mind is clubs. And of course, that's my perspective because that's a lot of what I do. But I do recognize that there are so many other ways that you can gain the same skill sets of being involved by doing other things on campus. For me, it's about the co-curricular opportunities that lead to the benefits, such as friendships, connections with faculty, networking opportunities for co-ops, and those like soft skills that I think we're gonna talk a little bit more about today.
We are.
Yay! But like I was mentioning, I think you can gain these skills by having an on-campus job. You could gain these skills by being an RA on campus, which I know is a job. And yeah, I think having a work study opportunity leads to a lot of these connections as well.
Or volunteering at different events too,
yeah,
would you say?
Exactly.
I mean,
yeah,
we always source volunteers for the career fair and other events, and that you know, helps students get connected, I think, as well.
Yeah. And I think it could be whatever you need. Like, I think as a first-year student, most students are looking for those immediate needs, such as friendships, like meeting new people. And that's the easiest way to do it, is to show up to a new club meeting at the beginning of the year. But then as you get older, not as you get older, but as you spend more time on campus, through your college career, maybe, you know, gaining new friendships isn't the top priority for you. Maybe you're really concerned about making lasting relationships with faculty members, and developing a relationship with a faculty advisor is a really good way to do that.
So each club is advised by a faculty member or faculty or staff? Or how does
faculty or staff,
okay.
Yeah. But if it's an academic club,
right,
mostly are advised by at least one or two faculty advisors within the department. So that's a good way to make good department connections. In a lot of these situations, you know, if you are a civil engineering student, joining the American Society of Civil Engineers might be a really natural step for you because they're going to be talking about the things you already know a lot about and you already care a lot about it, and get connected with maybe some of your favorite faculty members.
Cool. Yeah, I advise electrical engineering students, computer engineering, and electromechanical engineering students, and I always talk about IEEE as a club that they all should join, even if they're not electrical engineers, because it's relevant. And the projects that they do is huge in terms of, you know, resumes and putting that on your resume. So that's another thing worth mentioning, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can gain a lot of practical skills just by being a member. I think sometimes it can also be overwhelming for students to say, well, I don't want to be the president of an organization, that's too much for me. Like, you don't have to be president to gain these type of skills. You could be a team member of IEEE. You could just be a casual member of Costume Club. It doesn't have to be a big time commitment.
What's Costume Club?
I know.
Costume Club.
Costume
Club.
Wow.
They rebranded. They used to be cosplay.
Oh, okay. And they,
you know, a new leadership team came in and said, you know, I think that Costume Club represents more of our values and our mission and what we want to do this year. And they've really changed a lot. And it's a really cool group.
Nice.
That's great. I feel like that's a good example of kind of what we're trying to get out. The message that we want students to know is, if you're a member of the Costume Club and you put that on your resume, perhaps you're not gaining any technical skills in the Costume Club that are benefiting you in a job search, but what other skills might they be developing as a part of a club that's not related to their major, but you know, what else is there that they could be doing?
Yeah, that's a great question. Is that a real question for me?
I mean, it's kind of, yeah. I don't know if I really, if there was a question in there, it was kind of a statement, but like, you know, they're, like you said, teamwork, but like, what else are they getting out of it?
Yeah, I think that that's a really good example of that. Most of our, I think, special interest clubs are good examples of that, like chess club, costume club. While you probably are not going to get a full-time chess playing job or costume making club if you are, you know, like you said, electrical engineering, but you're gaining skills with like written and verbal communication skills. You are figuring out how to maintain a professional relationship with someone like me who you need to be contact with to use your budget. You need to be figuring out, like, you could be using data analytical skills to figure out your budget and yeah. keeping people on task, project management skills. Those are all good things to reflect on in practice whenever you're doing interviews.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And just being like a participant in a meeting, mm-hmm. like when you go to work, you have to go to a lot of meetings often, mm-hmm. and just learning how to like interact with people and taking turns and
yeah, I think when that's they chime huge. In,
yeah,
you know, mm-hmm. when you have something to contribute and knowing how to contribute it mm-hmm. to a group, I think mm-hmm. is a skill that you don't always have. It's yeah. a little different outside the classroom than it is in a setting like this or a professional setting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So should we take a break and regroup, and we're going to talk more about those transferable skills and how students can engage more on campus. We'll be right back. And welcome back. So we are back from our break. And before our break, we were talking about transferable skills and some of those soft skills or non-technical skills that you might develop while participating in a club on campus. So we're just going to go over quickly again what those were.
Sure, just do a little recap. We were talking about the skills that you learn with a club, and in my role within the student engagement, I've really tried to focus this year on figuring out what are the skills that a member of a club would learn as opposed to what a president or a treasurer, vice president might gain in their like added responsibilities within student organization, and then how does that relate to what the national NACE organization says are the career readiness skills that you should be gaining in order to be really successful in your employment off campus. And those are, for club members, we think that students are learning personal values, collaboration, inclusion, and follow through. And what that might look like is you're figuring out the importance of follow through on meeting minutes, if you said that that's what you were going to do in that meeting. Meeting deadlines, time management skills, and engaging in behavior that's consistent with your values inside the club meeting and outside. And then as a president, or once you take on more and more responsibilities within a leadership role, you're going to learn skills on appropriate relationships. So how to communicate effectively and professionally with your faculty advisor or someone like myself on campus, like a campus partner. How to develop verbal communication skills, so presenting, communicating with parents and potential students at accepted students' days, for example, as well as how to set goals for the year and then communicate those effectively to your executive board, and functioning independently. You know, there are resources on campus to guide you, but then beyond that, I mostly serve as a resource to empower you to take your ideas and run with them. So those are just some examples of the transferable skills that students are definitely learning by their involvement with clubs.
Thank you.
And I would interject there that when we're, and Rhea, I'm sure you can support this, that when we're reading job descriptions, the skills that we see come up over time and again are communication, mm-hmm. collaboration, time management, being able to learn quickly, and being independent. Mm-hmm. And I those are all just things that you said. And how important that is to have some sense of that already in your back pocket before you're going to an interview to say, oh yeah, I did that in this club, or whatever it is. That's a great opportunity to talk about real life examples mm-hmm. that you're learning at a club.
Absolutely. Yeah, and managing a budget, I think, is key too. Do they mm-hmm. do fundraising, the clubs? Or,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's another thing. Just organization in that way, and probably keeping an Excel spreadsheet or something, and you know, those are skills that a lot of employers are looking for as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
That's great. So, you know, there are some students who, you know, struggle to engage because they, you know, work off campus, or they're a commuter student or athlete, or don't know how to get involved. What do you recommend that they do?
Sure. The one thing I would say is that you don't have to jump right in and join a million organizations. Starting small is very important. And it could, in order to like accommodate schedules, and students are already super busy on campus, it could be like involvement could be things that you already do and already care about. So kind of what I used as an example earlier, thinking about it from an academic club perspective, if you are a construction management major, it might make really good sense for you to join the construction management club or one of the couple different umbrella clubs within that. So National Association of Home Builders, NAHB, Student Association of Facility Management, that's now within construction management. There's so many different branches of what you're already interested in. So it might make sense, you know, you might be doing homework on your own, but you could also be doing that with some club members. Or it might make sense for you to build relationships to go on a, you know, all expense trip paid to Las Vegas and meet your potential co-op employer or full-time employer that leads to lots of different potential opportunities there.
So you're saying conferences?
Conferences, yes, exactly. Local conferences and a lot of academic clubs specifically go to all kinds of different competitions and conferences across the United States, which is amazing as an undergrad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, can you give an example? Like, did SWE, I feel like SWE went last, or?
SWE, I think, travels for competitions all the time. All the time. Yeah. I cannot remember exactly where it is that they went this year, because I know that Ricky would definitely have that answer for you. But I know that like, construction management went to like 3 or 4 different conferences this year.
Oh, wow.
Some of them a smaller group, some of them were, you know, groups of 15 or more. Mm-hmm. I know that like 3 different groups went to Las Vegas this year.
Oh, cool.
That's where lots of conferences are.
Yeah.
I think construction management or Mechanical Contractors Association of America as well.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of CM groups.
Yeah, I've heard of students who go to conferences, speak with employers, and then, you know, have interviews on the spot and get their next co-op that way.
Yeah. Seriously, they all come back with that. And especially because, you know, our students are learning the cutting-edge technology that these companies, like, are depending on them to come in and then teach the current employees there how to use them, which is amazing that, you know, recent graduates are seen as such an asset to organizations, and it's because they've had so many cool opportunities, such as co-op, like, and to travel with the club and work on these big, like, group projects together, which is amazing.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And the ROV, is that a club?
That is IEEE.
Okay.
Yep, the ROV undergrad or underwater
vehicle
remote robot.
Yeah.
Robot vehicle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's an example of a, you know, we say epic all the time, but that is truly epic.
It's epic.
It actually is epic by definition, and it's cool. It's an example of interdisciplinary team project that is a competition rather than a conference. So there's lots of opportunities for conferences, whether it's through a student organization or, you know, you by yourself get accepted to present at a conference. You can always apply to the professional development grant.
Oh, neat.
And that you could travel on your own to represent Wentworth that way. Or there's opportunities for competitions for student organizations. Mechanical Contractors Association, National Association of Home Builders are two other examples of they travel to conferences in addition to, or I'm sorry, competitions to present in addition to conferences.
What do they compete? Like, what is the...
They put together bids. There's different, like, call to action challenges.
Oh, that's cool.
So NAHB, for example, I think there was, like, a green build type competition where they put together a bid for how they might address a certain problem. And then they present their project. Sometimes it includes like actually building something and having a model. Other times it's more theoretical.
Mm-hmm.
But all of those are great examples of, you know, team building, collaborating, communication, facilitation skills, all the things that employers are definitely looking for.
Yeah, presentation skills.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
So do you have all of this information somewhere? And if a student was looking to join a club or maybe just go to the conference and get a group together to go to a conference or a competition, how would they go about doing that?
Yeah, that's a great example. So on our website, wit.edu/student-orgs is where all the up-to-date information is for student organizations and their how to contact them, which features mostly their club email account. The presidents and treasurers, those contacts change so often that we like to just put the club email account on so that there's at least one member of the club who is connected to that email at any given time so that they're keeping that up to date. I will say that the summer is a time of a lot of transition for student organizations. They're all kind of have different schedules and that'll be updated after July where most people are figuring out, okay, when are we having our elections if we haven't had them already? But all of the clubs are up to date as soon as classes start in the fall. That's when everyone's in full gear for sure.
Thank so you'd you. Recommend, oh, sorry. No. You'd recommend emailing the club account to find out how to get involved?
Yeah. Okay. I think that's a good point of contact. First? I think so. That's the most consistently available option for clubs. Each club is different, too, so some might have really active social media presences that they prefer to communicate with new people that way. If you also are struggling to get a response because, you know, there might be some transition time happening in that organization, feel free to reach out to get involved at wit.edu, which is our student engagement email account, or myself directly, tigerl@wit.edu. Sometimes I know that, like I mentioned, there is transition happening, and I might be able to reach out to the previous president and say, what's up?
Yeah.
When's your next meeting?
It's kind of
yeah.
back to changes.
Exactly, yeah.
So, yeah, and I know the Computer Science Society, they can communicate over Slack, and so they have a Slack channel that you can talk with them, I suppose.
Yeah.
So the question about that is, I work with computer engineering students, as I mentioned, and I often have them... I often recommend the Computer Science Society is something they can join, and they're like, oh, but I'm not a computer science student. You know, are there any, like, people, like, just restrictions on who can join different clubs, or?
That's a great question. All of our clubs are open to everyone, and that's even as far as they say they're open to all students of the colleges of the Fenway. So they're super, super open, and clubs... I think really want other people to know that because, like I mentioned before, a lot of their projects are aimed to be interdisciplinary, so it's really helpful for them to have all types of engineers or all types of students on campus. Like, you need an industrial designer to be on a team for something, so definitely open to all types of students.
That's great.
We love that.
We love that. Club sports as well. No experience needed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I can start sailing?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, 100% open to anyone who's interested in joining. I think that for a lot of students, rugby especially, there's not that many, I'd say, rugby opportunities younger than college, depending on where you went to high school, I think. But there's a lot of students that, you know, first time ever stepping onto the field, it's a first practice just to see what it's like, and then they end up loving it. As it happened with Christian Hatch, our graduating senior of the men's rugby team. He'd never played before, and he was the president.
Oh,
that's awesome.
But he's the best.
Nice. So we know that you are involved in your community. You teach embroidery. You know, you have... Etsy shop. That's very cool. Go check it out. Do you have any insights as how this has helped you be better at your job?
Oh, that's a great question.
Thank you, Caitlin, for the question.
Good question, Caitlin. So actually, my first, 4 months of working full-time, it hit me that I didn't really have anything to do after 4:45 when the day was over.
Yeah.
I was so used to being a student that I realized I had so much free time, and I was in a new city, and I was used to being really engaged on my communities. So I saw it as an opportunity to learn a new skill, and then I tried to turn that into like a side hustle, like side business, which has been really fun. And then that's led to more opportunities to do the things that I'm learning in my full-time job. So, for example, now I'm teaching classes and reaching out to small, like, fiber arts stores to see how we can collaborate. So I'm learning skills on, like, how to pitch an idea and increasing capacity for facilitation, designing workshops, which is always really fun for me, and then how... also to adjust to different like age needs and skills-based needs. So that's new to me, how to communicate to someone who is brand new at an idea versus who probably has more skills than I do in a certain area. And so how to facilitate a workshop with students on all different levels has been a really good learning experience. Also on like the business side, I'm responsible for like data analytics, like I mentioned before, financial tracking, marketing skills has been really new to me, which has helped, I think, with our like Instagram account. I've learned different ways to be a little bit more engaging over social media. to get new responses. Yeah, so it's been definitely a good learning experience, and also I've met a lot of good friends through it as well on social media, like internet friends, which is weird. but I think that that's really relatable to Generation Z of college students, where you're making friends over Instagram through like a common interest, and then you are putting yourself out there and meeting people in real life as well, by going to different like art stores or like teaching classes. I've been able to meet some people. That's been cool.
That is so cool. Just through that, you've learned so much. Like, you mm-hmm. know, you didn't mention the skill of embroidery.
Right. Yeah, that too. Yeah.
All these other things that you're learning. Like,
that's so funny.
That you wouldn't have mm-hmm. been exposed to without it. And that's, mm-hmm. like, you know, I'm sure that that is helping you either now in your career or mm-hmm. will at some point when you yeah. have to give a big presentation or you have to mm-hmm. Develop a new class that didn't exist before.
That's real. Yeah.
That is real.
Yeah. And I know we're not even talking about this, but the first 5 years post-college are difficult
yeah.
to figure out, like, who you are, what friends you have, how to make new friends, moving to a new city, how to be, like, a quote-unquote real adult.
Yeah.
All those things that, like, nobody really teaches you.
No.
But it is a time that you could, you know, invest in yourself, learn new skills, and be reflective on, like, how could I, like, kind of cross-train my brain to learn this totally new skill that you know will kind of help you in your main focus area as well.
Right.
It's been fun. Mm-hmm.
That is super cool.
Thank you.
I'm very impressed.
Yeah. And that's so great that you just started this by doing something that you really enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
And just as you got deeper into it, like, I'm sure, like, with the special interest clubs that we talked about mm-hmm. on campus, like, you're just doing it because you really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not so scary when you think of it that way.
That's true.
Because all these people in the same group or same club have mm-hmm. that same interest as you.
Yeah.
So you already have something in common.
Exactly, so yeah.
As you're starting out, yeah, that's a way to get involved that doesn't sound so intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not thinking of it as networking, but you totally are.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good point.
Mm-hmm. And we've talked a lot about clubs and being engaged on campus, but you can learn these skills by being involved in communities outside of Wentworth also.
Mm-hmm.
So students could be, a lot of our students have hobbies that they do in their mm-hmm. free time. They're working on their car or their
mm-hmm.
Woodworking. I mean, I'm a mechanical advisor, so these are what
yes,
my students do,
yes.
but that they're getting hands-on experience, but all of these same soft skills could be learned through,
mm-hmm.
You know, if they're getting together with buddies to work on cars. There's a lot of, like, mm-hmm. collaboration that's going on there that is great soft skills to be
mm-hmm.
putting on your resume and talking about in interviews and things like that.
Yeah,
if you have a job that's, you know, unrelated to your major, but if you're, you know, a manager at CVS or you're a cashier at Stop and Shop, I mean, those, you can building mm-hmm. transferable skills there as well.
Yeah, and what you're bringing up on hobbies, that's a whole other conversation, because it's like you could be doing that for the rest of your life. That's something you could continue to give back to that community. If you work on cars, you could, you know, be working on your car for the rest of your life and going to different car shows and meeting up with the same buddies, and it could lead to so many different opportunities.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're all trying to be lifelong learners.
Yes.
Here. You're doing it.
Good job.
Most of us watching Good Netflix.
Job. I know. I do both. Netflix is always on.
You can do both. That's right. That's awesome. Well, do you have anything else you'd want to share with us about mm-hmm. clubs or about being involved? Or?
Sure. I think that one thing is that you could always stop into the Center for Student Engagement. We are right next to the bookstore in the basement of Beattie Hall. Usually during the spring and fall semester, in the summer we have a little bit earlier hours, but we're usually open until 6:30 p.m. So if you are on co-op or if you are a commuter that has like non-traditional hours, always feel free to stop by and just see what's up or see what organizations you might want to be a part of. If that seems too intimidating to you, you could always check out the website. Just type in the search bar clubs and you'll definitely see what's going on. And look out for the involvement fair in the fall. It's always this, it's going to be the second Thursday of the semester this year. So the first Thursday is the first day of classes, and it'll be the following Thursday. Hopefully it'll be on the quad this year. Woo! Heyo, if not in Tansy Gym, which is also great. Yeah, that's, over the years, it's really, really grown every year. Like last year, I think we were looking at like 96% club participation. So it's a really good representation of all the clubs that are on campus you can get involved with. And yeah, stay in touch. Social media, check us out on Instagram. Mm.
Yeah, a second to the plug to check out the involvement fair. You know, mm-hmm. talk to different people in different clubs, see what they're doing, see what you can add to your resume.
Yeah, absolutely. And just in general, if you are a part of a club, don't forget to put it on your resume. Mm-hmm. It's a good conversation starter, even if you think, like, oh, costume club isn't related. Like, that is the first thing that I would definitely ask a candidate about. Like, oh, yeah. Like, what did you learn in costume club? I want to hear about that.
Yeah.
And you'll light up and you'll seem more friendly and right. Everyone will love you. Yeah. So you're hired.
No, there's something you said for sure. Well,
great.
Well, thanks for joining us, Lauren.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this was thank fun. You. And speaking of other upcoming events, we do still have the Leopard Lunch and Learn series going on every Wednesday at 11. This Wednesday, it's Money Matters. And then next Wednesday, it'll be Fit at Wit. So definitely check that out.
And don't forget drop-ins at the Co-ops and Careers office for the summer semester. They are Wednesdays and Thursdays from 2 to 4, so you can just drop in if you have a resume question, if you have any type of question. And also follow Co-ops and Careers on Twitter and Instagram at Wit Co-ops and Careers for updates. We'll be tweeting out the show. Yeah, thank you again, Lauren and Rhea and Caitlin.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, everyone.